is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
Last part of the show, Scamming Scammers. Fake Davin has been having a relationship with Lacey. Fake Davin is a Ghostbuster. Fake Davin was really the type of guy that liked to roam around. He wandered from town to town, and he lost his pants on several occasions. And Lacey wanted a relationship, but more importantly, Lacey wanted money. She wanted money and Amazon gift cards. And Fake Davin was not having that because Fake Davin found out that his dear Lacey was a two-time and with a foot fetishist named Vinny. That's what's going on.
You can't make this up.
No, well, I did, actually. Well, not that part.
Okay.
That part was real.
You made up your part.
Yeah, I made up my part. But, you know, Vinny's now out of the picture. We don't really know why. Lacey would still like to know how Davin knew about Vinny, but she shan't know. She will not know. But, fake Davin has had a change of heart. He might be willing to settle down with Lacey Gilbert, who recently discovered she likes art and she wants to move to Atlanta. So,
so random.
Yeah, that's where we are. So this is from October 22nd of 2019. I ask her how she is. She says that was the 22nd. The next day she says she's fine and she asks how I am. I go, I'm on my way to work. I feel anxious. A sold-out show, pretty faces and flattery often lead to misplaced pants. I'm trying for that not to happen. And then we had a conversation before that, and I asked her if she means she wanted to date again. And she said yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
She goes,
fake Davin.
Everybody wants fake Davin. She goes, hold your breath and keep calm and everything will come out cool. That's cool. You know, I'm anxious and she's trying to help me out. I laugh. If only it were that easy. I hit the stage and everything changes. I don't know if we should jump into a relationship. I don't want to hurt you and I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
She goes, so what do you think? Should we go our separate ways? I go, if that's what you want. Last time you said that, maybe we would become best friends. I would like you in my life, but I worry about us together. And this fake Davin's a little mercurial, isn't he?
Well, yeah. He just, like, can't make up his mind whether he wants her or he doesn't.
Yeah, I know. Should I stay or should I go? She goes, so what do we do? I go, what do you want us to do? She goes, I don't know. I go, do you want me in your life? She goes, I never want to lose you. And I go, and I don't want to hurt you. Should we take it slow? She goes, I would love that if you don't mind. Boys and girls, after all this tumult, I think we're easing into an adult relationship, me and Lacey.
I'm shocked.
I go, of course, let's be friends, and if we fall in love, we can go with it. Maybe it'll be like maybe it'll be like Mary and Jeffrey, and then a Russian scammer will show up.
What's going on?
Oh, the music just kicked in.
Oh.
So she goes, okay. She's excited about that. I blow her a kiss emoji. I tell her I'm glad. I go, just be patient with me. I'm trying. She goes. Try to. I don't know what the fuck that means. I go. What do you mean? Oh, I didn't know what the hell it meant.
It's like, what are you talking about?
She goes. What are you trying to do? I go. Get into your pants.
Then I got slapped and turned away with.
Yeah, remember I wanted to see her naked and I got a big fuck you.
Yeah, you did.
Then she laughs. She goes, I'm just playing. I'm trying to be a better person and hopefully a good boyfriend. So this is a completely different fake Davin. Fake Davin has rebooted for this.
So is she a little bit.
Yeah, we're all adjusting our game.
Yep.
This is October 24th still. I go, but if we do progress, you got to lose some of those guys. That's a lot. because she's got all these guys.
Right.
And I'm trying to actually save them. She goes, sure. I go, cool, you have a lot of admirers, LOL. She goes, that's why I'm a woman. I don't know what that means.
No, that's because you're a woman. That's not why you're a woman.
No, that's why she's a woman. She's a thirst trap. God made her to be a thirst trap.
What's a thirst trap?
Not a thirst trap, a thirst trap. Somebody very attractive that you want to bang.
Oh, really?
What trap? What's the first word?
Thirst. Like thirsty?
Oh, a thirst trap. I have never heard that word before.
Well, that's why I'm here,
kids.
Never
heard that before either.
Well, you guys got your hands tied with the science desk and the medical desk and the plumbing desk. I got the lingo desk. It's all right.
That's true.
We all have our purpose. She goes, and I know you must be talking to a lot of women, too.
Wait a minute. You've never given her that impression except for losing your pants.
I know. I go, I mean, I have, but I mean, if we take this to the next level, I will be yours. I go, but let's be honest. Your account is filled with guys. Mine is mostly business people. Really what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get her to delete some of these guys so maybe she doesn't scam them. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
She goes, they follow me and then I follow back. She goes, no hard feelings. I go, it's fine. But I mean, if we date, I don't really want to see a bunch of guys hitting on the love of my life.
Yeah.
She laughs. I go, why is that funny? She goes, same applies to you as well. This is really it. Now, I found this before with scammers. They don't want fake Davin cheating on them.
I know. It's like, you got a lot of nerve.
They do not like fake Davin getting his fake dick fake wet.
Well, the thing is that they want all of your attention.
Yes. I go, you have my word. If we do this, if I lose my pants, it'll be with you.
I lose my pants.
I ask her how it's going.
Honey,
with the...
I lost my pants over you.
Yes! Fake Davin loses pants. I ask her how it's going with her art. She says it's fine. She asks how the comedy's going. I go, it's going well. Sold out show. People laughing. A success. Are you currently working on a painting? She goes, not until weekend. I go, what will it be? She goes, yet to decide. She goes, I got to do a Google search. No. She goes, yet to decide.
I got to find some.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I get an image to send to you. I go, what's your favorite thing to paint? She goes, I paint all kinds of stuff. I go,
she's a good bullshit artist.
I'm painting this turd. If you see to the right of it, there's a bull. I call it bullshit.
So does everybody else, honey.
She goes, I paint all kinds of stuff. I go, you are vague, LOL. I thought this was your passion. I guess she sent me. I go, that's all your work? She goes, I initially worked with a construction company before I went fully into act. I think she was going for art.
Okay.
I go, I thought you were at a timber company.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So she sent me an image, and I go, and I must have Google image searched it. I go, the legs are strikingly similar to Ashvin Harrison. That must be an artist whose actual work it was.
No.
Funny.
So then she starts following people on my friends list. I go, why would you follow a bunch of people on my list? She goes,
that's creepy.
She goes, trying to follow their comedy as well. I go, but I want to be your favorite comedian, LOL. She goes, okay. Now, it was not just comedians that she followed on my list, and I sent them a private message, everybody who she followed, warning them that she was a scammer I was working with.
Right.
She goes, I'll unfollow them. I go, it's fine. You can follow who you like. I just didn't understand why. She goes, now you know. I go, you must have originally followed me for this the same way months ago. She goes, how do you mean? I go, probably found me from another comedian. She goes, maybe. I don't know. I just do mass followings. I don't know.
I have no idea who these fucking people are.
She goes, I go, I don't know how else you would have found me. She goes, me too. I go, you are a comedian groupie, LOL.
Yeah.
She goes, I like it when you make me laugh. It relieves me of boredom.
Thanks.
She would like to relieve me of some money. I go, I'm happy to be of service, my lady. I ask her if I make her laugh often. She goes, not at all. I go, wow.
Not at all.
It's a little rough. Listen, you bitch.
That's not the answer.
I ask her, should I try harder to make her laugh? She laughs. I go, look at that, twice in one morning. Woohoo. What do I get for doing such a thing? She goes, that's why I don't want to lose you. And I thought it was because I'm an amazing man, LOL. She laughs. She goes, about to get busy now. We'll talk to you later. I go, well, maybe one day I will be amazing. For now, I am truly your funny friend. And she smiles. She goes, bye for now, baby. Bye, Lacey. Have a wonderful day. Thanks, yada, yada. I go, try not to miss me too much. And then I go, yeah, I got nothing too much of that. LOL, you win. All hail Lacey. Crying emoji. Pretty pic. Oh, so she sends me a picture. I tell it's very nice. Oh, I guess he wasn't wearing very much because I go, it appears someone stole your shirt.
That's what somebody said to her.
That's what I wrote to her.
Oh, so you're losing your pants and somebody stole her shirt.
Yes, she laughs. She goes, you did. I go, I think I'd remember that. She goes, maybe it is with the pants I lost. I go, maybe it's with the pants I lost. And then I get this. This is still the same day. I know we haven't gotten to know each other for very long, and there is a bit of an age difference between us, but I really do care about you. You are a very special guy. There is so much about you that I know most girls don't see. They are all looking at you just for your body. But honey, I'm telling you, that is not what I'm doing. There is so much more to you than that. I have liked you for a very long time now, but just never had the courage to say it to you. Well, that is all changed now, and I'm going to say it. I really care about you, and I would like to be a lot more than just friends. You mean so much to me. I mean, just that special smile when I'm having a bad day just brightens the day and makes it bearable. She can't even fucking see me. Or just to have you give me hug comforts me. I've never hugged a bitch.
Wait a minute. This is all of a sudden a download of bullshit. Where
no!
Where copy and paste this from?
No, Pip.
Because
no.
She's buttering him up like a roll. That she's going to be asking money in the next paragraph.
How dare the two of you? How dare you both? She goes, just to see your smiling face brightens the darkest day. So what do you say? Would you like to give it a go? Well, wow.
Well, when you gave me all of that horseshit flattery, yes.
Yeah, really?
I go, but I've never had the chance to hug you. I thought we were going to take it slow. I go, you don't want to take it slow? She goes, I'm writing to let you know how I feel about you. I don't know how to tell you face to face. Well, we could try with a fucking video chat.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm going to put my feelings into words now. Since the day I met you, I haven't been the same. My feelings just can't be tamed. I'm starting to care for you in a different way. I think of you every day. I love everything about you. Your smile, your eyes, your hair, your body. I hope you're getting the point. I hope so, too. I can't get you off my mind. You have me feeling foolish like a scammer in Ann Jackson. I know you may not feel the same, but my feelings just keep growing for you each and every day. Well, that I'm trying to tell you is that I'm falling in love with you. Yes, this is true, but I'll understand if you don't feel the same. I just have to let you know how I feel, how I really feel. This is no whim. My feelings are real and genuine. Kids, I think her feelings are real and genuine.
I have a feeling that somebody's feelings are real and genuine for somebody.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Really.
Out there.
I seem to recall you not liking me very much not too long ago. I go, what has changed since last night?
Yeah, really?
She goes, I do like you. I just didn't say it. I go, well, you told me you love me, but I don't know if you liked me, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
I go, not that I blame you. I was a bit of a dick. She goes, goes,
I love it when people say that. That always woos me.
Does it?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. That's my go-to. That's it. You know, baby, I don't know if you know this about me, but I was a bit of a dick. And if we get to know each other a little bit more, I'll show you just a bit of a dick.
Just the tip.
Just that's all I got. I'm all tip. I'm all tip, Pip. No shaft, all tip.
That's funny. I'm all Pip.
Well, Pip gets the tip.
If I'm a good girl.
Yes. I go, yeah, you do since you were doing... I go, she goes, it's okay, baby. I understand. I go, yeah, you do since you were doing the Vinny thing, LOL.
Yeah.
And I go, you were no angel either, LOL. And she smiles. I go, well, feet are not a fetish of mine. I hope if we date, you can adjust to me not swooning over your tootsies, LOL.
Wait, what?
Well, Vinny had a foot fetish, so I'm telling her feet are not a fetish of mine.
Oh, sorry. I had a hallucination. Okay, go ahead.
She laughs and then asks when I became a clown. I said, I thought that you would like when I make you laugh. I ask her if she has a foot fetish. And then she gives me a smile emoji. I go, is that a yes? And she says, yes. Lacey has a foot fetish, kids.
Oh.
I go,
definitely show her the video.
What?
Definitely show her the video.
The video of what?
Me licking Joe's foot.
That'll end the fetish right away.
Yeah. It did for me. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
What the fuck noise was that?
I don't know.
It's just grunting over there.
I know.
So I tell her
that was like a highlight of my life.
I
don't think so.
She's had a very crappy life. Don't you judge her. I tell her to send me a foot picture. Then I ask if she has any other fetishes, and she goes, "What for?" I go, "Maybe you will convert me." I go, "Or maybe not judging from the silence." LOL. And then later on, she asks how I'm doing. I go, "I'm well, busy right now, waiting for your feet." She tells me to enjoy the rest of my evening. I tell her I could talk for a bit. I ask her again if she has any other fetishes. She says, I don't know. I ask her how she got into feet. I ask her what she's doing tonight. She says sleeping. So, it's okay, sweet dreams, Lacey. I go, sweet dreams. Okay, sweet dreams. Tomorrow, Lacey and feet, LOL. And she sends me some kisses, and I kiss her back. So that was October 24th and 25th. November 3rd, we go to.
Whoa.
Yeah. Things were finally picking up between us kids, and then we go to November 3rd.
Yeah, really. Well, she said she wanted to slow down.
No, I said I thought we should take it slow.
Yeah, well, you sure are if it's taken a month in between.
So I write her, I go, hello, my friend. I hope you are shining your bright light and being your best you. I hadn't heard from her, so. She goes, yes, baby. Thanks for asking. Happy Sunday to you. I ask her what she's been doing the past week. She goes, nothing really much, just other than just being me. See, you know, in a real relationship, you don't really go a week without talking, do you?
No.
Not really.
And you don't go, and when somebody asks you, what have you been doing, because there's been a noticeable absence, you know, I've just been being me. What kind of crap is that? Who have you been fucking?
Where have your feet been?
I miss them.
I go, well, it would be weird if you were someone else. She laughs. I tell her she seems busy. I'll let her go. I tell her I don't want to bother her. Then she says, somehow. And I'm like, huh? I go, I don't understand what you mean. I go, okay, then. Good talk. And then later on, she laughs. I go, kind of thought you might have more to say after not talking for a while. She goes, yes, but not now. Kind of busy. So I say, see ya. She laughs. Then asks how I've been. I go, I thought you were busy, not going to bother you. She says she's fine. She asks how I am. I go, I've been...
How many people is she juggling at this moment?
I don't know. But I tell her...
Yeah, because she's talking to you and them. She tells you goodbye, and then she comes back to keep talking. It's like she can't remember who she hung up on.
Yeah, she's probably got another guy.
Yeah.
So I tell her I've been struggling lately. She goes, that's how it is when you're trying to be a better person. But what matters most is you don't give up. It's going to knock you off and you don't stop.
Huh. Well, that's interesting that she had an answer. She wasn't like some of the other scammers that you've seen that when you make a, you know, you're checking their empathy level, there's none. There's just like, oh, yeah, where's my money?
No, not this girl. She's into me.
Yeah, she actually paid attention and said something sensible back.
Yeah. She goes, it's part of it. I go, it's not that. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, I don't think you would believe it. I wouldn't if I wasn't going through it. So what do you guys think I'm going to hit Lacey with?
I think you're going with a Ghostbuster angle.
Okay. Yeah. Joe?
Yes, I agree.
She laughs. She goes, let me hear it. So I wrote her this. I go, after a comedy show, I got a call for a spirit disturbance. Very good, kids. I was a few towns away, so I went. I did not have my team or my equipment. One should never try and communicate with the other world alone and without the proper tools. I got cocky and lazy. It was an abandoned house. I walked up the stairs. I felt very cold, even though it was a mild night. I came into the bedroom. I saw two spirits engaging in intercourse. I know.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Sorry.
I'd never seen that. I was in the doorway. A third spirit passed through me. That has never happened and proceeded to show what must have been a murder. He shot the two ghosts having sex. I mean, they were already dead, but this must have been how they died. Since that ghost passed through me, I have moments where I cry and I am depressed. I feel cold inside. I tried to kill myself. I've never felt so lonely. It does not happen all the time. I mean, I'm okay right now. It is getting worse. I am scared. I get fits of rage. I've never felt so out of sorts. I never went back to...
The same sentence.
Yeah, that's right. I never went back to the house. I go, God, I read that and it sounds crazy. You probably think I'm nuts. I never should have told you this. Forget I did.
Or I could just backspace.
I could just back. Yeah, forget it. Let's just delete the whole thing. So what do you guys think of this angle right here?
I think it's interesting to see whether she's going to be, like, empathetic about it or have, like, sensible solutions for you. It seems like that's the type that she is. But, you know, she's not going to say, oh, that's too bad. Now go to Target and get me a card, baby. I think that she's going to be, like, sympathetic.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
All right. So she gives, like, a worried face. She goes, like you saw a ghost without your tools? I go, it's a gift, curse, I've always had. It doesn't always work. That's why you have tools.
Well, of course.
That's why it doesn't always work. She goes, that must have been how the murder happened. But to know the person might be the hard thing now.
What?
To know the person. Must be the hard thing now.
Oh. Does she think that you, like, know the person now? Because you
have
this experience?
She goes, but it worked this time. I go, the murderer passed through me. I feel evil and sadness in me. It's like a weight on my soul.
Oh, you turned into the murderer. I like that.
Of course you do, you creep.
You know me.
Yeah, I do. I know what you like. I know what my girl likes. I go, probably because the spirits were in so much pain. She goes, yes, Lacey is in. I believe Lacey is all in.
Yeah. Oh, she's buying it.
I'd say so.
You don't, yeah, you agree?
Yeah.
She goes, so what's your plan now? I go, I have none. I have to think ultimately the weight of it all will take me. It is okay. I don't have much to live for, but the process of it all is hard.
Oh, my God, the weight of it all will take me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I mean, if I was reading, somebody typing this out to me, I'd be really worried about their mental stability at this point.
Oh, I think she's worried about my spirit.
Spirit,
She goes, "I'm getting cold as well." Fuck yeah.
She's getting the chills listening to you.
I go, "Why?" She goes, "Never heard this before." I go, "You think I'm
crazy?" Look at that.
I go, "You think I'm crazy, I bet." She goes, "No, you aren't crazy." I go, "Thank you," and blow her a kiss.
You're just crazy interesting.
I go, "Lacey, I'm sorry I never got right with you." She goes,
"You never got right?"
Yeah. Like I never got to have that relationship with her. Like, because I was a dick and now I'm possessed. She goes, "The problem is, how do you get the spirit out of you?"
She's all in.
She's all in. She's all in. I go, "I don't know. I think it'll just finish me. I'm at peace with the outcome."
That's scary.
She goes, "I'm sorry." I go, "Not your fault. You didn't enter me, LOL."
But I wish the reverse were true.
Huddle, huddle, ho. She goes, "Send me a picture of you." I go, "Why?" I go, "Are you going to find a witch doctor?" She goes, "Want to see how you look with the spirit in you."
Wow.
I got a ghost leg coming out of my asshole. I'm going to win a three-legged race. I
but
laugh.
You're like a lantern.
I tell her I look the same, silly. She laughs. I go, "I mean, maybe in person at night one could tell in my eyes if they were close emotional to me. I have no one like that, so it goes unnoticed." She goes,
"Except I glow in the dark now."
She goes, "Hmm." She goes, "You see the other world." I go, "No, never seen. Just those trapped here."
Hmm.
I think this is a real interesting conversation to have with the scammer.
It's bizarre that she's like, you know, not trying to get money at this point. She's just like, so where's he going to go next with this?
Yeah, she's not asking for money. No, she's all in.
Yeah,
not yet.
True.
I go, "I can't even see you naked. That gets me a fuck off, LOL." Then I ask her why she stopped talking, and then she laughs. She goes, "Are you really serious about what you told me?" I go, "Yes, of course. I was just making a joke. I'm still me, but I can feel things changing in me, shifting, sliding, getting covered in grime. It's hard to explain. This moment is a good moment, which is why I said hi." What would you do?
Yeah.
What would you do if you were in a relationship with somebody who was telling you this?
I'd be scared. You'd get rid of them?
Yeah.
You're in a relationship, though. You're just like, okay, you're mental. Bye.
Joe's just shedding all sorts of people tonight, isn't he? His brother can die. Girlfriends that are infected with ghosts can fucking go away. Joe don't give a shit. He can't be encumbered. He's got a gig in 9 months to get to.
I would be really concerned about them. I would try to get them help.
Well, you're a good person.
Well, no, I just have a lot of mental people around me, and I know what the drill is.
I go, "That still does not go over well with you, LOL. Talk to me. Tell me what you think." She goes, "I think you're talented."
And wow.
She sends me a picture. She goes, "Nice picture." I go, why do you think I'm talented? And then I say, "Thank you. I'm just curious what you think I'm talented in, LOL." She goes, "You're right up." I go, "I don't understand." She goes, "About the ghost passing through you, LOL." I go, "That wasn't a write up." She laughs. She goes, "Tell me it didn't happen." I go, "I knew I shouldn't have said anything. It did." You know what I do. I told you on day one. I go, "And this is why I have kept it to myself." She goes, "Yeah, I remember wanting to help. I remember wanting to help me talk to my dad. Remember that whole thing?"
Yeah.
And if she was going to talk to her dad, she was going to ask for money.
Yeah, right. Oh, because her dad could procure that in the afterworld.
I go, "And now you call me a storyteller? What the fuck, Lacey? I was sharing with you."
Yeah.
She goes, "Hey, I'm
she
sorry.
Stories like a lie."
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. What type of person would lie to somebody they never met on the internet? Not I.
Why would I lie?
This is all real, baby. Next thing you're going to do is say I never lost my pants.
You lost your head, though.
She goes, hey, I'm sorry. She goes, I believe you. I go, it's fine. It's what you think. You don't. Then she laughs. I go, I knew I shouldn't tell you. I go, why are you laughing? She goes, why did I believe you lost your pants months ago? I go, are you this heartless? I go, that was true. She goes, of course I do believe you. I go, I haven't lied to you. I go, no, you don't. She goes, I know. I go, you think I'm a joke. Then she puts a worried face. She goes, don't say that again, Davin. I go, I'm sorry, I'm not some foot fetish guy.
Do you know, I'm actually sitting here going, oh my God, what are we going to do? And I realize this is all fake. Calm down.
What do you mean, what are we going to do? Like, to help Davin get rid of the ghost?
Yeah. He thinks he's worthless, and he wants to kill himself. And I'm like, oh my God, what do we do? And I'm like, this isn't a real problem. It's like trying to wake up from a dream.
It's a real problem. It's a real problem.
Stop worrying about it.
This is how I manifest myself in these ratings. I go, Lacey, I'm trying to tell you my days are dwindling, and you think it's a joke. She goes, I don't want to argue with you. I go, it kind of hurts that you think that. I guess that means I care what you think, but whatever. She goes, I believe you. That was why I said you aren't crazy in the first place. I go, yes, and then you called me talented for writing this. She goes, just couldn't stop imagining it. Then I decided to ask again. Not that I don't believe you.
Sounds like you don't.
I go, well, most people wouldn't understand. That I don't blame you for. The fact that you think I'm a liar or a joke is what hurts.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. She goes, it's your opinion. I go, what's my opinion? She goes, you thinking...
This is the thing that... I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is the thing that drives me crazy about movies where there's something like completely off the scales that happens to somebody. And then they're there in the position trying to explain to somebody who they know and care about. And they're going, no, listen to me. I'm not nuts. This happened to me. And it's, of course, or there wouldn't be a movie if there wasn't conflict. The person doesn't believe them. And they're, like, tormented, trying to get their person to believe them this wackadoo story. This is just what this sounds like.
You know, I should probably write for a living.
You know what? That would probably be a good way for you to go.
Maybe I will. I go, she goes, Lacey goes, you thinking that I don't believe you? I go, do you believe me? She goes, yes, I do. I go, whoops, what the hell's that? I go, I was trying to get better and maybe be what you wanted. She goes, what's the way out? I go, I think it just takes me. She goes, the spirit has to leave your body. I go, not sure if it's in me or just made an imprint on me.
She's advocating an exorcism.
She most certainly is. I want to see your head spin, bitch.
Well, we've been advocating that for years, but you never listen to us.
You make my head spin. Don't you worry. She goes, is there any way for you to find that out? I go, I don't even care to. Maybe it's the spirit saying that. Maybe it's me. I don't know. She goes, I'm sorry. I go, you didn't do it, babe. I go, my stupidity. She goes, you're not stupid. God's plan. Before there was COVID-19, there was me getting possessed. She goes, it wouldn't happen if God didn't plan it.
Oh, please. Sorry.
I go, you think? Uh-oh, I've not been a good boy. Maybe I'm going downstairs.
You're already downstairs.
Funny. She goes, not your time. She goes, stop saying those sad words. I go, listen, baby, my time is coming. It may be longer, but my time is not long. It's okay, baby. I'm sorry we never really had a shot to make it real between us.
Is she, like, concerned at this point?
Yes, she's... Of course! Of course she's concerned, woman! A real friend would be. I'm grateful we had the past few weeks. She gives a smiley face. She goes, don't leave you in this world all alone. I go, well, I may not be alone. I may have spiritual accompaniment, LOL.
Oh, God. I have my other personalities to guide me.
Sure. She goes, is that what you want? I go, no. I mean, yes. I mean, I can't think straight. I wanted us. Now I want the sadness to end. I feel so heavy. I had a big meal.
It's that last burrito.
It certainly was. She goes, you have to stop thinking about it continuously. I go, I can't always control it. It gets worse at night. She goes, have you been sleeping well? I go, no. I go, a few minutes a night. I go, the murder replays behind my eyelids. She goes, that's because you have your mind thinking about it always. I go, maybe you are pretty and wise. I go, maybe you are pretty and wise. You will find a nice man to make you happy, my friend. I go, just not Vinny, LOL. I can't fucking let it go.
I know. I'm like, it's getting so heavy. And it's like, all of a sudden, just not Vinny.
And then she laughs. I go, I'll come back and haunt you. She goes, when? I said Tuesday.
When?
I go,
appointment?
I go, always on Tuesday.
Yeah, of course.
That's the day.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think Lacey says next?
I don't know.
I'll miss you?
Come with an Amazon gift card while coming.
No!
See, there you go.
No! No! Oh, we were doing so well.
Well, as Joe always says, we all have our jobs to do.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It was getting to the point where it's like, oh, well, he's going to check out. She looks at her watch. You know, I better get on that card thing again.
I go, seriously? She goes, LOL, and says, yes. I go,
oh,
I'll be a ghost, not Santa Claus.
You're talking about, like, killing yourself or this thing is going to take you or something's happening. Something dreadful is happening. And she's like, how's that gift card coming along? So heartless.
But in her defense, that was the first thing she was going to ask for from her dead father, so.
Yeah.
She puts a couple smiling, laughing faces. I don't know if we would have lasted long term. Maybe just long enough until you completed your shopping list.
Oh, wow.
She goes, what do you mean? I go, you're very focused on getting things. New me wanted to give you my heart. I think you would take that and a gift card and a credit card and some cash.
Now she's getting excited.
She laughs. She goes, you wouldn't give all that.
She's got your number.
I go, if we were in a real relationship, if I didn't think you expected it, I would give that and more. She goes, you're wrong about that. I go, about what? She goes, about me being with after material things.
Oh, please.
I go, you always ask for things. It makes me feel you only care about money.
Yeah.
I go, probably why I always kept you at a distance. She goes, that's wrong. She goes, you can be a gentleman to surprise me even for once. I go, you were cheating on me with Vinny!
You could be a gentleman and surprise me with cash.
Cash for the gash.
Oh.
She goes, that was then. Not anymore. I go, we're talking about now? She goes, yes. I go, well, baby, once I get the urge to kill myself under control and the spirit out of my soul, I'll get right on that.
Once I stop being completely suicidal, I'll work on your gift list.
Yeah, seriously. She goes, all right. She goes, you make me feel that you like gift cards more than me. I said, I go, you make me feel like you like gift cards more than me. She laughs.
She laughs.
She goes, you make me laugh when you say that. I go, I was not kidding. I go, I just shared some very personal and scary stuff, and you managed to work Amazon into it.
It is pretty brutal.
She goes, to make you forget about some kind of spirit. I go, nice try. I go, nice try. So many better things, ways to keep my mind off things. She goes, like the picture I sent. I go, LOL. Well, I go, well, that is better than this. I don't know, Lacey. Maybe because I know the end is coming, I want it to feel close to you.
No.
She goes, the end is still far. I go, just enough time to send a gift card, LOL. She calls me crazy and says I never change. I go, and sexy too. She goes, don't know about that. I go, ouch.
Ow. Wait a minute. But wait, when she like puked up all those compliments, that was one of the things.
Yeah, I guess not.
I guess not.
I guess she didn't proofread. So I go, I guess that eliminates any chance of sexual tension. And all right, so let's see. All right, I guess we can end there. Actually,
I like the story about the ghost going through you and he's a murderer.
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think, Joe?
She liked it too until she realized that she was still on the clock.
Yeah, it was good.
Thanks, Joe.
That was good. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh yeah, I have an agenda.
Yeah, she got back to business, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
You got to give her that. I mean, she's putting up with a lot of shit. I still think she kind of bought into the story.
I think she did buy into it. Yeah.
So it's a little interesting direction. I'm kind of putting the end on things, though, because I don't know how long my time is.
Right, right. But still, it's like, it's really interesting that she was just like, huh, so what else happened? So what happened next? I mean, she was enthralled, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, I have stuff that I'm supposed to ask her. How do I say that delicately? Oh, that's right, I don't have to bother, I'm me.
Yeah. Listen, enough with you being possessed. When can you get me an Amazon gift card? Let's get back to business.
That's where it all winds up going back to.
Yeah, it makes me feel that they're a little insincere with their love.
What? No.
Yeah, but I'm just jaded, maybe.
Yeah, because she gave you all those heartfelt compliments in a giant paragraph out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame because Davin and Lacey never really had a relationship, even though she's a romance scammer.
Well, no, they haven't managed to like really get together.
Now you got
to
remember though, she first engaged in April, and this is now November.
There's still nothing for her.
Still nothing for her. All right. Let's...
Good.
What?
Good. I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. All right.
Yep.
Let's wrap this up. We want to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his sponsorship.
Yes, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at home comedy will bring you live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. And Laugh at home comedy has a show this Saturday, May 30th. Starring yours truly. I'll be hosting. We have Johnny Watson, Sandy Ellers, Kevin Israel, and Chris Monty, and a portion of all ticket sales will be going to the charity Kids Help Phone, which gets kids and teens counseling. So it's very important for mental health issues. For tickets, go to laughathomecomedy.com. That's laughathomecomedy.com.
That's good.
Yeah, man, it's fun. Show's been good. All right, I take it nobody has anything to promote.
No life.
Nothing going on. All right, kids. Well, that was a fun show. I'll get this up in a couple hours online for the podcasters. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.